Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us now, and also WrestleMania this weekend, right?
Stop. Right?
It's the same thing.
No, Hell in a Cell, it's WrestleMania.
Hell in a Cell. It's considered to be the fifth major in wrestling.
Hell in a Cell is the fifth major. Okay. Joining us now to talk about the huge weekend that we got going on, it's Warren Sharp. And if you haven't heard him yet, this is the best segment on radio all week because this dude, he brings it and he brings games and he talks about our team. He watches our team closely so he can break it all down. Warren, welcome in. How are you?
I am doing really well. How are you guys?
Man, we appreciate it. SharpFootballStats.com, SharpFootballAnalysis.com, where you can sign up, and he's going to give you games, and he's going to break down everything for you, not only your team, but games around the league. And, okay, let's talk about our team first and foremost. That was unbelievable. Now, who was it that put out there that...
Sion?
Oh, Sion Fahey, the quarterback guy on ESPN, the Irish guy. He said, you know, it wasn't so much about Deshaun as it was about how crappy the Titans were defensively. I get that. They couldn't have been worse defensively, but Deshaun made the plays too, no, Warren?
Oh, absolutely. No, you have to take what that other fellow says with a grain of salt. He kind of likes to be a little bit sensational about, you know, the types of things he stirs the pot with, so to speak. But, no, I think the biggest thing for you guys, we talked about it last week on the show, was the fact that you guys had to protect Deshaun Watson in that game. And in early downs in the first half, he was not sacked a single time. So he did tremendous, you know, your line was able to do well, and he performed obviously tremendously well. You had a lot of balance. You were able to run the ball effectively. Overall, you know, the second half rushing numbers, obviously not as good for the team if you're looking at, you know, full game averages. But in the first half, both of your top running backs were over 4 yards per carry. Which is where, you know, you really set the tone. I thought it was a tremendous performance.
We got Warren Sharp hanging out with us, Sharp Football on Twitter. You can follow him there. You'll get all tons of stats and all that good stuff. And on the website also, and everything's in the bio. With Deshaun Watson, you know, the passing... To me, he was making throws that a lot of people are like, well, maybe, you know, Deshaun's not going to be accurate on those throws, those NFL throws. What did you see from his pure passing game this past Sunday?
Yeah, I thought that's where the style of the offense that Bill O'Brien was running was really well suited to Deshaun's strength. I thought that he was able to execute that offense. I mean, it'd be hard for any of the other quarterbacks that Bill O'Brien has had in his recent tenure to be able to outperform what Deshaun Watson did. I mean, that's just a fact, not just the stats, but the way that he was playing. But this is where you do account for, okay, this defense is struggling. They're not getting enough pressure on the quarterback. It's giving him time. But he was also making plays, and that's something that you can't diminish just because the Titans don't have a tremendous pass defense. He was making things happen. He was hitting the throws. He was being extremely accurate, and I was extremely impressed. Now it's going to be obviously a little bit more of a tougher task simply because of the defense that the Kansas City Chiefs bring to the table.
Okay, let's talk about that matchup. Let's talk about, you know, no Ali, no Barry. You lose Eric Berry and it's going to hurt. There's no question about that. Where are they defensively? What are they going to do defensively to slow Deshaun down?
Well, the first thing is, you talk about Sutton's defense. So they play a lot of man. They don't really blitz a ton, but they try to really flood the passing lanes and confuse the quarterback to some extent with their coverage ability. If you look at what they've done so far year to date in terms of their success, they rank fifth in passing success defense in terms of the success rate that they allow to opposing quarterbacks against the fifth rated schedule. Now, you guys rank 15th, but of course, Deshaun wasn't there attempting all of those passes. If you look at what he's actually done in terms of who he's been able to face, you know, you talk about a couple of, two of the defenses that obviously rank bottom of the barrel. If you look at the Titans and the New England Patriots, both of these defenses rank 27th or worse in red zone defense. They rank 29th or worse in passing defense. Now they face the Chiefs, who so far year to date rank 9th best in passing defense, and they also rank 16th in red zone defense. So the challenge is going to be able to move the ball down the field and then get in scoring position and walk away with 7 rather than 3. There are some obvious strengths, but there are some weaknesses for the Kansas City defense. And one of the key weaknesses that you guys necessarily haven't received a lot yet, but could come in this game, so let's look out for this, is the explosive passing. Right now, the Kansas City Chiefs, they've played a tough schedule of opposing passing offenses, but they rank as the third worst defense in explosive passing allowed. And by that I mean pass plays that gain 20-plus yards. It doesn't have to be a deep pass like 15 or 20 yards in the air. It just needs to be a pass play that's designed to either create a lot of yards after the catch or be a deeper down the field pass. Those explosive passing plays, that defense has been giving those up at the third highest rate of any team in the league. So that's one area of weakness. Now, the second area of weakness also relates to explosiveness, but it relates to the rushing attack, which is where you guys have been very poor in this statistic. You actually rank worst in the NFL by my metrics in explosive rushing offense, runs that gain 10 or more yards. The Kansas City Chiefs rank 26th in the NFL, their defense. So they are not a very good defense against defending against explosive runs, but you guys, your offense, you've gone up against the third most difficult schedule, but you have not been very explosive. So now that you get an opponent who's significantly worse than what you've gone up against the third hardest schedule, now you get the 26th easiest opponent, could you gain any of these explosive runs on the ground to really augment and supplement what you can do through the air?
Warren Sharp with us on ESPN 975. All right, let's talk about the other side of it, the Kansas City offense against this Texans defense. What do you see in terms of matchups and, of course, the issues with all the speed guys that they have? You know, it's going to be tough for the Texans defense, but what have you seen regarding that matchup?
Yeah, I mean, all the metrics across the board, you know, you look at what they've been able to do. Of course, Kareem Hunt, the running ability, they're the number one team in rushing efficiency. They're the number one team in overall offensive efficiency. They're basically top five in so many metrics like passing offensive efficiency and their ability to pass the ball to their running backs. They rank the second best there. That's where they've got a sizable edge over your defense because you guys rank 20th right now in defending running back passes. So that's one issue that I think Andy Reid is probably going to attack is using Hunt in the passing game. But they have some injuries along the offensive line. And the offense really, I mean, you take away that what they did up in New England, how explosive they were there. Most of their games have been extremely close. The final score of that Chargers game wasn't really as telltale as to what actually happened in that game. They got a couple of turnovers, interceptions from Phillip Rivers that they converted into points. They had a big lead, but after that, they really didn't do anything except for that final run where Kareem Hunt like broke through the line of scrimmage and ran for like I think a 50-yard run to ice the game. But they were only up, I believe, at that point by like 3 or 4 points at the end there, and then they broke this big run and made the margin much larger. Their game against the Eagles is very tight, and then of course, if Jay Gruden does a little bit better clock management, they might lose on Monday night. That game was obviously for the taking for the Redskins. They ended up tying the game late on a field goal, but if Jay Gruden just doesn't call that timeout when he does, he's not going to provide Alex Smith any time at the end of the game there to march the ball down the field quickly. So they have not necessarily been as dominant as they've looked that week one. Everybody saw this in their mind, you know. They see the big runs by Kareem Hunt, and they see the implication from a fantasy perspective of that, and they also see that Alex Smith has taken a few deeper shots down the field. So all of a sudden, they think that this Chiefs team is just unbeatable because they remember that they went up to New England week one and dominated up there. But the reality is we know what New England's defense is. It's very problematic. It's been that way throughout the course of the rest of the season year to date, and the rest of their game have not been these slam dunk, oh my God, did you see the Chiefs upset this team? You know, they've been very close games. So I think this game is going to be much closer than people seem to think it is. I think that the Texans have a legitimate shot here. Obviously, Watson has to play well. But your defense is one of the better units that that Kansas City is going to go up against. I know the Redskins have a lot of strong rankings and metrics, and they look like a good defense, but I'm not sure that they're as good as what they appear to be. But, you know, your defense is right up there as, like, you're the toughest pass defense that they've had to face so far this year. The Redskins' run defense is slightly better, but they've gone up against a number of defenses that rank 15th or worst against the run. You guys are top 10 in that metric. And the key here, I think, your pass rush. You have to make something of that pass rush. The Chiefs have faced the number 6, the number 5, and now you're the number 7 pass rushing defenses the last few weeks. It hasn't disrupted their game plan too much yet offensively, but if you can get the pressure with some of their offensive line injuries, I think that could be a big factor here as well.
All right. That's Warren Sharp right here on ESPN 97.5. You say much closer than people think. Kansas City's a one-point favorite here. I think that's crazy. And so, in other words, on a neutral field, you're telling me that the Texans are a two-point favorite. I'm not buying it. I think Vegas is begging you to take Kansas City, which is why I'm taking the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely good. They're going to get a ton of action right now with the only undefeated team left in the NFL. Going on the road against the Texans, who, you know, let's face it, you're 2-2. People like Watson, but they see this big win against the Tennessee Titans, and they might skew their last-minute thinking a little bit. But still, it seems like a slam dunk that people would want to take the Kansas City Chiefs there in Houston. I believe that this game, it makes for a perfect teaser leg if you want to do that. And that, basically, I don't tease a ton, but when you are teasing a game, you're going to be wanting to take a team that's maybe an underdog of 1 to 2.5 points and tease them through the 3 and through the 7. So in this case, that's exactly what you can do right now. Now, this game might be dropped to a pick 'em. We'll see where the line actually goes from here. But this would get you through the 3 and the 7 if you use a 7-point teaser. Usually, most places, you have to lay -130 to do so. But it is worth it. Lay -130 if you're going through a 3 and a 7 and get them to just over a field goal, just over a touchdown. I think that is the smartest play to make on this game, but there's no doubt in my mind that I think that you guys stand a really good chance, and I think nobody should look at this line and think I don't have to lay any points or I only have to lay 1 point with Kansas City, and this is, you know, a slam dunk game.
Anything else? Because you've given us some gold nuggets. Do you have anything else, any steam right now for us that we should look for this weekend?
I have been giving you guys a couple of really good things on the show year to date. This week, it's a little bit tougher. Digging into my numbers, there's nothing that jumps out off the page to me yet. I actually haven't sent out anything to my clients yet at all this week because everything is a little bit tighter. And actually, if you notice, you look at the board and you look at, like, the totals from where they open and where they sit right now, not a ton of movement. So most of the other people out there on the market who do things like I do, who influence the market like I do, some of the betting groups and syndicates and things like that, they haven't really been pouncing on this board yet either. So there's just not a ton of extreme value that's standing out to me. I think one of the issues is so many of these teams, it's early in the season, have injuries that they're dealing with to key players, and we really have to see what these injury reports shake out Thursday and Friday before I can feel really confident. But I'm sure, you know, in the future weeks, like we've done so far year to date, I'm going to give you guys stuff, but there's, I'm not going to give you anything if I haven't personally bet it myself and given it to my clients, and I don't feel confident enough in anything right now to fit that bill.
I love that. That's true honesty right there. SharpFootballStats.com, SharpFootballAnalysis.com. There's some, I love that. There's a lot of honesty right there in your voice and in that attitude right there. I love that. So, Warren, we appreciate it. As always a great segment. You heard it right here. Take the Texans and lay those points. Tease it up to 7, 7.5, whatever you can get. Tease it right now. That's what Warren Sharp says, and we trust Warren Sharp. Hey, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging with us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.